To illustrate the motion of ordinary cells moving in weak shear, I am going to show an example from July 5, 2012 in Columbia, South Carolina. There will be a flash animation popping up in a new window, which will illustrate a general southward drift of storms which develop south of the radar. In this animation, note the outflow boundary spreading outward from 20Z to 21Z. Pole storms in this example tended to maximize their overall vertical extent after the leading edge of the outflow boundary and associated cold pool had passed. Outflow boundaries such as these typically spread out equally in all directions from a collapsing storm formed in an environment of weak ambient shear. The depth and orientation of the convergence in the boundary plus the ambient air profile were all factors in determining when and where storms initiated. The still image shown on this slide is a screen capture at 1951Z, which shows a cross-section of a storm developing a 60 dBZ core above the minus 20 degrees Celsius air. This pole storm's updraft developed rapidly, then died off as the downdraft commenced within 45 minutes, but not before producing pea-sized hail at 20Z and a brief severe wind gust that downed trees at 2030Z. A low-level divergence signature indicative of the small downburst associated with the downdraft stage of the storm is seen around 2034Z in the velocity data.